Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. So over this week, my son finished up school and we went to see a movie with a few of his friends and a few of my friends. And, you know, they're 11, so we checked out Wonder Woman. It's definitely a cool movie worth checking out if you haven't seen it. But the reason I'm mentioning this particular movie is because in the middle of this movie, she made a comment that really stuck with me. The woman who plays Wonder Woman is raised on an island where they don't have any of the constructs that all of us have been, you know, aware of since childhood. Time, the schedules, the ways in which we live our life, marriage, like all these ideas that we have created in culture and society. So at one point in the movie, she says to this other character, "What is that thing that you're wearing?" And he says, "It's a watch." And she was like, "What is it for?" And he's like, "To tell time." And she said, "Well, what do you need time for?" And he said, "To get places on time, to know when you're doing, you know, normal things like eating, sleeping, when you're going to meet up for appointments." And she said, "You let that little object on your wrist dictate everything you do, when you go to bed and when you eat and when you meet up with people." And I just thought this was like such an incredible moment that most people probably would let go by as a funny joke about somebody who grew up outside of culture. But if you think about it for a minute, time, the idea of time, the idea that, you know, every time the sun goes down and the sun comes up, that's, you know, the cycle is 24 hours. We decided that, right? We weren't born with watches. We weren't born with time. It was something that we discovered. In fact, in the philosophical community, this is a very hotly debated topic about whether or not time is a real thing that humans discovered, uncovered, or is it something that we made up? But whatever the case, the way that we organize our lives around it, you know, everybody eats lunch exactly at 12 o'clock. We have dinner somewhere between 5:30 and 7:30. It is really funny to think about how programmed we are around this concept. Because what if it wasn't really real? What if it's something that we've just agreed upon for how culture works? And again, it's a great system, so I'm not suggesting that we redesign how we function, because time helps us, you know, make meeting appointments. How would you do it without having this construct of, we all agree that it is 11 o'clock. The whole planet has gotten on board with this system. But there's a sort of breaking point, if you think about it, where this movie, Wonder Woman, comments, you know, are you letting your life get dictated by this object, your watch? How many of you out there today are listening and time isn't something that you use to organize your life, but time has become the biggest stress point in your life? You're always behind. You always feel that a sense of overwhelm that you can't get enough done in the hours that you have in a day. I just want everybody who's thinking that way to stop and think for one moment, why? Why is there more to do in a day than there are hours? Is it because you truly have no choice? And there are some people who have several children, single mothers, you know, my hat goes off to you, that kind of situation. There are not enough hours in the day to get multiple children out of the house, work one, two, or three jobs just to get food on the table. But for many of us particularly who are listening to this podcast, that is not the case. We're ambitious. We fill up our time because we feel that we want to do a lot of things. We don't see it that way after a while. We don't see that we're making choices because we would like a life that's full. Enough people in your life to socialize with, the amount of exercise that you choose to do, how great, you know, in shape do you need to get? Do you need to meditate? Do you need to eat healthy? Do you need to go to a certain amount of culture in a day, read the newspaper, keep up on what's going on in politics and around the world? All of these things are amazing. But where is the moment where you filled up all of your time with this idea that you have to do these things, and now you're behind. Now you don't have enough time. Now the days that you have filled with what supposedly you want in your life no longer has any enjoyment. The fulfillment, the happiness, the pleasure is being buried underneath this list. One of the number one complaints I hear from successful, ambitious people is, you know, I have this list, this never-ending list, and I can't get, quote, ahead. Well, what does it mean to be behind or ahead? It's just based on what you've decided needs to get done in that time frame. Look, I'm doing the same thing. I've decided to throw a party for a friend. I have the summer plans coming up with my son. I've set up all of these different things. On top of it, I've decided to write a second book. I've decided to, because I want the outcome of a full life. So I'd ask each and every one of you to slow down and say, what if my schedule were empty tomorrow? What if time was back on my side and I had nothing but an empty schedule to fill? What would you put on that list first, second, third, fourth, fifth? And what really isn't necessary and needs to come off? Is it the 5 hours of Netflix binging that you do and you're just like not factoring that into feeling behind? That's not behind. That's pure enjoyment. Is it the dinners or joining up for the different charities or events or, you know, volunteer experiences? Well, again, that is not necessary. That's something you've done because you believe it's, you know, the right thing or you want to participate. Go back through your list and write down what is a necessity in my life because I'm paying the bills, I'm hitting Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I'm just trying to meet needs to survive versus all of my needs to thrive. All the stuff that we do in our days to thrive, we want those to feel amazing, not behind, not overwhelmed, not one more thing to do. Why would you do anything that goes in the thrive category? Because you have to, because, right, you feel obligated towards it. So check it out. Hopefully you can go through your lists, you know, peel out a few of them that are no longer serving you without the guilt that you should, because again, these are things you've chosen and you should feel amazing about it, not overwhelmed, behind, and stressed. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and a million sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff, all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.